You're listening to the Who Cares News for Tuesday, May 19th, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
It is Tuesday. Got some random facts for you today.
All right. Let's do it.
In the original version of the Sleeping Beauty story from the 1500s, the prince doesn't kiss her to wake her up.
Do you slap her?
No, no. He impregnates her while she's sleeping.
Wow.
That's not creepy. And she wakes up when the child is born. Holy crap.
What?
And everybody gives Disney such a bad time for changing
this
the ending.
This is Sleeping Beauty?
Sleeping Beauty.
Holy crack-a-molly, man.
Yeah, everybody gives Disney such a bad time for changing the ending, but you know, sometimes.
I'm just thinking about the mind of the author when he was writing it.
You know what? Yeah, right? It's crazy.
Sir.
The guy who invented Velcro got the idea when he was walking his dog in the woods and saw how burrs were clinging to his fur. That makes sense. Boxers and their managers didn't originally throw the towel into the ring to give up. In the 18th and 19th centuries, they threw a sponge into the ring.
A sponge.
You know how gross sponges are? Germs.
Okay.
Ooh. And this one I love. The Chuck and Chuck Norris. Not short for Charles.
No?
It's short for Carlos.
What?
Yeah, yeah. In fact, Carlos is Charlie Sheen's real name, as a matter of fact.
Yes.
Yeah, it's Carlos Estevez is his real name. So there you go. A little random facts for you today on this Tuesday morning. Meanwhile, back here at the Radio Ranch, it is time for the Who Cares News. What's going on today?
All right, well, Ryan Seacrest is okay.
He's okay. I'm okay, Ryan says.
Okay. Well, that's actually good news for the Kardashians and because during Sunday Night Live, American Idol finale.
Well, come on now. I mean, we wish Ryan well.
Of course.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Anyway.
One of his eyelids started to droop, and he seemed to be slurring a bit. I haven't seen the slurring part.
Yeah. No.
But he recovered later in the broadcast.
He was able to announce.
Yes.
The new American Idol, spoiler alert, Just Sam.
Yes.
Just wanted to say that. And I could see if people thought he was slurring when he said Just Sam. Because if you say Just Sam together really fast, it's like, who, what? Just Sam. So that's a slur.
Well,
I mean, I'm really good
saying
at the
all
slurring
that stuff.
Part. I do that every day of my life right here on the radio. I am living proof. Slurring. People said I said box instead of boss. I guess so.
Yeah.
I guess so.
Whatever.
Anyway, so Ryan is slurred. His eyelid drooping is what is worrying, but...
I would think it was kind of weird.
We saw on the news, I don't know how many, it was several years ago here in Los Angeles, a reporter was doing a stand-up, and she started talking just gibberish.
Yeah, migraine.
Yeah, and she had a horrible migraine, and that might be what was wrong with Ryan.
So, could be.
I don't know.
And because that'll do it.
That will do it, yeah.
So immediately, fans started flooding social media wanting to know if Ryan suffered a stroke.
I know, of all things. Ooh.
Which were fueled by Ryan being absent from Monday's Live with Kelly and Ryan.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, oh, where's Ryan? He didn't have a stroke, did he? Well, but he didn't show up for work on Monday morning.
They did say he's going to be he's the next Dick Clark.
Oh, stop that. Take that out of the air. Oh, my God. I just made that correlation. Oh, my God. I can't believe you said
so
that.
So according to Ryan's rep, he absolutely did not have any type of stroke. And that he has been exhausted, hence the reason for taking yesterday off. According to his rep, Ryan's busy schedule of Live, his daily radio shows, American Idol, and hosting Disney sing-alongs, well, they've just gotten the best of him.
I mean, yeah, he is the hardest working man in show business. That is a
but
for sure.
But he has been.
He has been. But, you know, he's not getting any younger. And it's a little stressful right now, I would think, you know, with the whole pandemic thing going on. If you're Ryan Seacrest, I know I can see where stress would kind of get to him after a while.
But he's not having to fly around all over the place now, right?
That's true. He's doing it all from his living room. Maybe that's stressing him out. Maybe he doesn't like all the different sets he has to set up behind him for his Zoom. I don't know.
I don't think it's exhaustion.
Is he back on the air this morning at Live?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Could be a TIA.
Yeah, right.
So our friend Matthew Perry.
Now explain that. Our friend, of course, he was on Friends. Uh-huh. And of course, we've met Matthew Perry way back in the day. Like, I don't know, several years ago, as a matter of fact.
Well, tell your story about Matthew Perry.
So Matthew Perry, used to be on a Fox show, a show that nobody watched back when Fox only had two nights of programming a week. They had Saturday and Sunday night. And he was on a show called Second Chance. Nobody's going to remember that sitcom. And we did a thing. I worked at the Fox station up in Monterey, and we did a big mall show at the Northridge Mall in Salinas where we brought Matt Perry up. In those days, his name was Matthew L. Perry. Because there was another Matthew Perry at SAG.
Huh.
You know, all right? And I think it was like his, I don't know. Anyway. So
he was what, like 19, 20?
He was, 19. He brought a buddy of his. We took him around Monterey and the Pebble Beach and everything in a rented limo. And he was just a brat. He was a 19-year-old brat. He smoked cigarettes. He wanted to get liquored. And he was underage. And he trashed his hotel room, which my general manager at the station gave me all kinds of grief for later on.
Well, it sounds like your day was okay.
No, it was fun hanging out with him.
His friend was awesome.
And to be able to say now that Matt Perry, I knew Matt Perry when, you know.
But what song did you listen to all day?
I don't remember.
Theme to Miami Vice.
Oh, Miami Vice. He liked that? Was that the deal? I don't remember.
Yes.
I just remember being a brat.
So,
I think I've told that story about Matt Perry before. So what's going on in Matt's life today, 30 years later?
He's back on the dating scene.
Okay.
His breakup with recent girlfriend, talent manager Molly Hurwitz.
Oh, okay.
So
they broke up.
An insider. That's a new word for a source we're going to use, an insider. Has discovered that Matt is back on the dating app Raya.
Uh-oh.
And he's been spotted on it in the past as well.
Well, hopefully not while he was hanging with Molly.
According to the insider.
The insider.
Matt is messaging the ladies. I'm going to say that again just because I want.
Where do you get this crap?
I'm going to say that again just because it was fun to say. Matt is messaging the ladies on the app and getting back into the dating groove.
You know who doesn't want a date is Halle Berry. She said she didn't want a date. She's okay being single.
That's true.
No, I'm saying, you know what? Age-wise, we could put the two of them together. It makes you wonder, did he ever grow out of the brat stage? And I'm not so sure. Everybody speaks very highly of him when he was on Friends. Remember, he had a few addiction problems when he was on Friends. Missed a couple of episodes.
Uh-huh.
As a matter of fact, while he was in rehab.
And just think, you met him when his addiction was beginning, in the beginning stages of that addiction.
Apparently, he liked Miami Vice. All right, there you go.
He liked the song.
Well, he probably liked the show, too. Anyway, there
you
go.
Who didn't?
I haven't worn socks since 1986. Haven't. Thank you, Sonny Crockett. All right, out of here for today. Back tomorrow with more Frivolity. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you can care less about for today.
Best wishes, Ryan Seacrest.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.